right, we're back here for the start of the second quarter of the game tonight in Craig, Alaska. And the ball is going to be given to the Glacier Bears to start this quarter. And the ball is brought in and knocked away by the Craig Panthers. And Aspen goes out to shoot and misses. And the rebound is pulled down hard by Janae. And Janae is fouled as she's trying to turn and rotate. And I'm not sure who the foul was on, but it looks like we're trying to find out. It was on number one, so Aspen Hansen picks up her, once again, it's saying third foul. So they only have one foul on them, so I don't think that's possible. Janae has the ball in top court, and she's trying to find a way to get it to Kaylee. She does. Kaylee still has the ball. She pushes it back to Janae. Craig's really putting the pressure on right now, but it looks like Haynes is able to withstand it at least here for a minute. Tried to get the ball into Autumn, and they just couldn't do it. And they threw it right to the Craig Panthers, but Craig dribbled it out of bounds, but I believe that Haynes pushed it. So it's going to be Craig ball. So Craig ball, Aspen's going to take the ball out and pass it into Skylar Burnham. Promptly goes back to Aspen. Aspen's just dribbling the ball, top of the key. She passes the ball over to Yates, and back over to Aspen. Aspen to Skylar. Skylar wants to shoot. She doesn't. She pulls it back. She gives the ball to Sarah Yates. Sarah's looking for somebody to pass to. She passes back to Aspen. Aspen inside to Haley. Haley back out to Aspen. Aspen shoots a three-pointer and hits it. So that's the first three-point shot made in the game tonight. We got 9-4. Craig Panthers are leading. And Kaylee throws it hard. Janae barely misses it, knocks it back into Autumn. Autumn throws it back over to Janae. Janae puts up a shot, misses, but Autumn has the rebound, shoots, misses, has the rebound, shoots again, misses, and ball goes off of the Craig Panthers out of bounds, and so it's going to be Haynes' ball underneath.
And they just got Ustream up and going, so if you want to listen to us and watch it, you can go to ustream.tv, and tonight you have to search Craig with a capital C, dash Haynes with a capital H. So that's Craig dash Haynes, both Craig and Haynes with a capital C and H.
All right. Kaylee gets the ball in the backcourt and brings the ball forward. She brings the ball back to Janae. Janae throws it back into, or Brittany, sorry, and Brittany throws it to Kaylee. Kaylee throws it to into Autumn, and it bounces off of Craig Panther. So underneath the basket, Haynes is going to get the ball under their own basket. Pass the ball into Kaylee. Kaylee tries to drive. She drives, shoots, and puts it up, misses off the back of the rim. Autumn gets the next rebound. She can't seem to make anything go. She gets another rebound, tries to go back up with it. She can't go again. Now Craig Panther's come down with the rebound. After three rebounds by the Haynes Glacier Bears, they just can't convert. Aspen throws up a wild shot, misses it. Autumn gets the rebound. So the Glacier Bears, no harm, no foul. So here we're heading back. Got to be careful. She's right on the timeline. She's going to get it back court, but she gets it. She's fine. She brings it back around. They're really pressuring the Haynes Glacier Bears here. It's unbelievable, the pressure they're putting on them. There we go. They get it inside to Michaela. Michaela can't get a shot off. Autumn throws the ball back out to Tulsi, and Tulsi shoots and scores.
It's not Tulsi. It's Jordan.
Jordan shot and shoots and scores. So we get 9-6. The Craig Panthers still lead. Aspen's got the ball down in the front court. She brings the ball over to Skylar. Skylar back to Aspen. Aspen throws it in. Autumn just with that quick defense. She's doing great tonight. She's got a hustle all over the place. She causes a jump ball. Looks like they're going to bring her out and give her a breather. Destiny back in and Tulsi back in. And we've got Aspen bringing the ball out on that jump ball for the Craig Panthers. They're looking to get it in, can't get it in, throws it right into the hands of Jordan. So Jordan gives it to Kaylee. Kaylee brings it down. Kaylee's looking to get inside, throws back to Jordan. Jordan's trying to get the ball inside. She got mugged, but they didn't call the foul. The ball gets turned back over to Skylar. Skylar Burnham's got the ball. She throws the ball out to Alicia Barlow. Alicia back to Skylar. Alicia on the top court looking for something to happen, but nothing's happening. Skylar shoots a three-pointer. Misses a little bit long. They didn't even guard her on that one, and that one they probably ought to do because she's probably the best three-point shooter on the team. But the loose ball pending. looks like it's going to be turned back over to the Haynes Glacier Bears, and it looks like they're going to call a 30-second timeout to talk over their strategy here in the beginning of the here in the middle of the second quarter. The Haynes Glacier Bears have penetrated that key all night long. They've been in there. They've been fighting hard. They've been going all over, and there's been arms jumping, and there's been a lot of action and activity inside that key, but they just can't seem to convert those shots. If they could just get them to go. If I were keeping track of rebounds here, I'd say Autumn probably already has 10 rebounds, but five or six of them are off of her own misses. Somehow, some way, if they can just get those shots to start falling, they could run away with this game. So it looks like the buzzer sounded, and we're getting ready to come back out on the court. Hopefully they can find a way to make this happen. Destiny's going to get the ball underneath Craig's basket and pass it into Kaylee. Going to bring the ball down the court, and it looks like the Craig Panthers are taking a page out of the handbook, and they put their hands up and knock the ball free, and Haynes promptly turns it over. So Alicia Barlow brings the ball down the court. She passes the ball over to Pia. Pia tries to get inside. She does. Aspen mishandles it and can't keep it, but Mary's got it in her hand. Mary's trying to hold it. Gets it back over to Aspen. Aspen out to Pia. Pia out to Alicia, and Alicia's holding it on the top court. Mary's trying to find a way to get in, but she's got her foot in that key. I watched that three seconds in the key, but she gets it out, back out to Alicia. Alicia tries to get inside to Ashley. Every time they get it in there, it's just such a fight, but it looks like there's been a foul called on Michaela there. No indication as to a foul or not. I think they might have just called the ball out of bounds. Nope, they called and said that it's her fourth foul, but once again, I don't think that can be the case. Inbounds pass right underneath the basket to Aspen. Aspen has to throw it back, or Ashley has to throw it back out, and she throws the ball away. Tulsi brings the ball down the court. She's got three girls on her. She's got Michaela passes the ball back around. The ball comes right back into the hands of Jordan, and Jordan gets tied up again, and it's going to be Haynes' ball. So Haynes is going to keep the ball underneath their basket. So still, the score is 9-6 here in the middle of the second quarter of the game here tonight against the Craig Panthers and the Haynes Glacier Bears. And Kayla just did a wonderful job getting that ball into Destiny. Destiny puts it up and scores. So it's tightening up here in the late going of the first half. It's 9-8. Craig Panthers are ahead. Craig has the ball, passes the ball over. Alicia passes the ball over to Pia, and Pia gives the ball back to Aspen. Aspen's staying up at the top of the key. They're just having a hard time getting underneath there. They're doing a great job no matter who's in there for Haynes, keeping those Craig Panthers out of the key. Aspen gets the ball, or Ashley gets the ball inside. She draws some attention, and Craig puts up a shot and misses. Kayla comes down the court, and she's coming, and she wants to shoot and score, but she can't get it off. She brings it back over to Jordan. Jordan puts up a shot, misses off of the back iron. Rebound, Craig Haynes, but it falls into the hands of Craig. Craig's trying to get it. Everybody's trying to get a jump ball. Once again, there's like six girls on the ground inside the key there. And there's another jump ball. This one's going to go to the Craig Panthers. We have jump balls so often, I shouldn't remember who the ball is going to go to each time. So Craig Panthers can bring the ball down the court with 2 minutes and 50 seconds to go, and they're up by one. Alicia passes the ball over to Aspen. They're stacking one side of the court, doing something a little bit different, but then they pull back and start the three-man weave. So we've got Alicia over on the corner here. Gets the ball to Aspen at three-point line. She's stepping on the line. She missed it anyways. Destiny with the rebound, trying to get it out. She just aimlessly threw it to the Craig Panthers. Now Craig shooting another three-pointer. They miss it long, but Aspen gets her own rebound. Brings the ball over to Pia, and Pia, she loses it out of bounds. So that was a little dangerous for Haynes, but it worked out well for him. It's their ball underneath the basket. So Kaylee's bringing the ball down the court, looking for an outlet. She finds Tulsi in the corner, and they give it back to Kaylee. Kaylee wants to penetrate, but she can't quite get in there. She pulls the ball back over and gives it to Michaela. Michaela back to Kaylee. Kaylee's got the ball, and she's being guarded by Pia. She's looking for somewhere to go with the ball. She just can't find anything. She gives it back to Michaela. Michaela gets the ball stolen from her, and Pia comes down the court. She's looking to shoot, but Destiny's right in her way, so they have to back out. That was good defense by the Craig Panthers to get in there and to get that. So they get the ball inside to Ashley this time. Ashley back out to Aspen. Aspen cuts, drives, gives the ball to Pia. Pia puts it up and in. So 11 for the Craig Panthers, 8 for the Glacier Bears. But Kaylee brings the ball down the court, puts it up, misses. But she gets her own, they get their own rebound. She puts it back up, nothing. Autumn tries to get to save the ball and throws it right into Aspen's hands for the Craig Panthers. So Craig's bringing the ball back down the court with a minute and a half to go. She gets the ball to Alicia. Alicia shoots a shot, misses. Destiny gets the rebound, and Kaylee comes down. And she's pushing it up the court. She's got to watch out. She's got three Craig Panthers on her. She gets the ball back over to Michaela. Michaela gets the ball back into Jordan. Jordan puts it up, misses. Destiny went over the back of Ashley Hansen, and they called a foul on her. So she got her first rebound and put it back up on her own, but she missed the shot, and so she went over the back of Ashley as Ashley jumped to get the next one. So Craig Panthers, with a minute 9 to go, have a 3-point lead here in the first half of the game. So Aspen's giving the ball back over to Pia. Pia's giving the ball, passed the ball over to Alicia. Alicia back over to Aspen, and Aspen shoots a three-pointer and misses. And they call a foul. I'm not quite sure on who yet, but the ball is going to be given to the Glacier Bears. So with 54.8 seconds to go in the half, the Glacier Bears are down by 3, but with the ball. So Tulsi has the ball. She's trying to dribble, penetrate. She just can't do it. She passes the ball right to a Craig Panther, and they're running it down the court and putting it up and missed, but followed up by Pia, and Pia scores. So 13-8 here with 35 seconds to go. Kaylee's trying to push to try to get some penetration here while Craig's not ready. But Craig pushes the ball out of her hands, and Aspen pushes it out of bounds for the Craig Panthers. It's going to be Haynes ball. Haynes brings the ball in to Janae. Janae's got the ball at the top of the key with 23 seconds to go in the half. They're just pushing her, prodding her, and fighting for all they're worth. But they finally call a foul. I think the pushing and prodding by Craig's been let going on just a little bit too much here in the game so far tonight. So it's going to be Kaylee bringing the ball out of bounds. She passes it into Tulsi. Tulsi's looking for an outlet. She gets over to Kaylee, who cut all the way across the court. She wants to push it underneath the key. She shoots. And, yep, she shoots, and now on the shot with 12 seconds to go, she'll be shooting 2, but the shot went behind the basket. No chance of even going in. But with 12.1 seconds to go here, it's 13-8. The Craig Panthers are in the lead, but Kaylee is on the line looking to cut into this lead, shooting 2. So the ball's up. Right through the hoop, just like last night, time and time again, they've got to the foul line and they just can put them in. It may make the difference in this game tonight. Just got the ball again, ball's up, missed it, long, goes to Alicia Barlow. Alicia's got the ball with 9 seconds to go. Aspen's got the ball, she's trying to penetrate, they're trying to keep her out of the hole. They put it right in, oh, perfect pass, Aspen to Ashley. Right at the end of the half. So the score of the first half is 15-9, the Craig Panthers. So about the same distance between the two as yesterday's game. So there were 4 fouls called on the Craig Panthers in the first half, and there were 5 fouls called on the Haynes Glacier Bears in the first half. And both teams are going to their respective locker rooms to discuss how they're going to come out and defend the next half. We'll turn the time over to the station for the next 10 minutes, and we'll see you back here on the other side.